people. I don't know. I can't do this.
Keep going. No, it's, you know what? I'm going to keep recording because we're going to keep practicing.
Oh, God.
Just pretend like you can't even see it.
I hear a lot of people, for example, on the bus, like, talking about their hopes and dreams and stuff like that. So, for example, I'll hear, I don't even know the people's names, really, don't really talk to anyone, but they'll be like, oh, I would love to have my own shoe line, I would love to have my own clothing line, I would love to, you know, do something like that. And then obviously that takes a lot of work, but I feel like, okay, if you want to do that, then you have to start now for this day, because it's not going to just happen, you know. So, yeah, for me, like, I want to have my own business, and, like, I feel like, till this day, like right now, I need to take baby steps in order for me to get to that point one day, because I love the boy. So I feel like if God's going to, like, one day bless me with my own business, he's going to first start with little things and see if I can take care of those little things. For example, like, with work and with going to the gym and, like, trying to take care of my family. Like,
I mean, do you do those things now?
Yeah, I do. I work overtime, I go to school, I go to the gym, I don't get home till like 2 a.m. and then go to sleep, wake up at 5, so I don't really get a lot of sleep. And then throughout the days I try to get naps in whenever I can, but for the most part, like, I don't get a lot of sleep, but I don't know how I do it, honestly.
Well, why do you go on so little sleep? Why do you do that?
I feel like if I can, like, grind now, do everything I can now, and just train my body to, like, be able to take it, then when I have a lot more responsibility one day, it's not going to be as hard, or I'm going to be able to prioritize things more. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, if I have stuff, the stuff that I have now, if I think about it and compare it to my future self, it's not going to be anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to have tons of bills. I'm going to have my whole business. I'm going to have to run a whole bunch of, I'm going to have to run a group of people to do what they need to do for that day if I'm going to have my own business, plus take care of my family one day. You know, all of that stuff, I have to do all of that. So if I can take care of what I have to do now and,
What do you see as your future goal? What do you talked about owning a business. What business are you interested in running?
I would love to have my own gym one day, or have my own, you know what P90X is?
No, explain it to me.
So it's like, I don't even know the guy, what his name is, but it's this black dude, and he's in a gym, and he leads a whole group of people with this awesome workout, and he comes up with this workout. It's original, and he records it, and it's always on infomercial, so if you're, like, flipping through the channels, you'll see it. I would love to have something like that, but also own my own business, so have the whole, like, building, right, but then have my own, have my own selling product as well, and same goals when it comes with having my own nutrition plan and all of that. So,
what do you think makes a successful person? What do you see of yourself as a future person?
Well, with everything that I do, I want to, like, I don't do it for my, like, I do it for myself because it's something that I love to do, but I want to do it for the Lord and put him at the center of everything I do. So when it comes to my fitness life, my school life, work, everything, like, I put the Lord in the middle of everything, because without him, I won't be able to do all of it. And I want to be able to love people, which is Jesus. Like, Jesus is love. And I want to be able to express that through the things I like to do. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.